sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. So if you missed any portions of our program today, Rick Manning was with us as we kick things off. We talked about a number of topics with Rick from Americans for Limited Government, including getting into understanding the whole budget battle that we're in and the fact that we're spending a bunch of money that we don't have. Scripture is pretty clear about that. God talks to us about our finances, about getting our house in order, about not being debtors, and about how important that is. And certainly as a nation, it's critically important, but we keep spending money on things that we don't need to be spending money on. And we talked about a plan that can make a difference. Marsha Blackburn has a bill actually out that would make a huge difference, cutting the $440 billion right off the top and then a 1% cut each of the next 4 years, this year and the next 4 years. And it's a plan that could have a balanced budget within 10 years, which would be pretty amazing without, you know, a lot of people getting crazy freaked out about it. And anyway, we had that conversation last hour. We talked with Brad Good, the China Declaration, and we talked about the egregious behavior of the CCP and an effort to bring a number of these individual coalitions together, because together we can get a lot more done than individually. And so we talked about that. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. It's been a little bit since he's been on. First time that he's been on this year. But, of course, this year's just getting started, so that's okay. He is the founder of Citizens for Free Speech. He is also someone that I talk about quite regularly here on the program. I talk about his book on the Trilateral Commission, and I talk about his other book on Technocracy Rising. And he has several other books that he's written as well, but those are the two that I bring up regularly on the program here. And he has a brand new book out. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. Let me welcome to the program Patrick Wood. Patrick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, great to be with you, Pastor Greg. Been a while. It has been a while.
Yeah, it has. Well, I know, you know, you've been doing, I mean, this last year, you were doing a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking, a lot of events. So you had a pretty full calendar, which is great. I'm excited for you.
Well, I did. And, you know, at this point in my life and just in life in general, I guess, this is not the time to shrink back on anything. This is the time to run towards the fire, not run away from it. And so whatever energy I have left, this is where it's spent.
Talk to me about the citizen engagement. I think that's a good topic for us to venture into for a minute, is the issue of citizen engagement. I know that you were just recently on Frank TV, right? You were on over on Frank TV, Leo Homan and Tom DeWeese. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, there was conversation going on there about, you know, how do citizens get involved and what do they do and how do we stop the Great Reset and things of that nature. But talk to me, you have founded Citizens for Free Speech, pushing back on the censorship issue. Talk to me about the engagement of people and where you see that on the scale. Are we seeing an upswing in that? Let's just kind of dive into it for a minute.
Yeah, we are seeing an upswing. And, of course, the problem started many, many years ago with the censorship business. This is not brand new stuff. I mean, I think anybody had their eyes open at all knows that. But since the COVID debacle, for sure, there has been a massive attack on free speech and on the First Amendment in general. And I would remind people there's 5 points in the First Amendment that the founders considered were God-given rights. They're not given by man, that can be taken away by man. Mm-hmm. The very first one is the freedom to worship. Second one is freedom to speak. Third is freedom to communicate via media, via like writing, etc. And then the right to assemble, which also has to do with churches as well, I suppose. And finally, the right to protest. All five of those points were under massive attack with COVID. And people were beaten into submission to shut up. They were scared to death to talk. They were scared to death to open their mouth. And this has been an ongoing problem where citizens have just been conditioned. You can't do anything about it, they're told. You know, you just have to accept it. We're going to take over. We're going to do all this stuff, and you can't do anything about it. So you might as well just shut up and go home. This is wrong. This is intentional on their part to quiet everybody. So as Citizens for Free Speech, what we're trying to do is get people back out into civil society again and into circulation, if you will, to voice their opinions, to talk about what they believe, whatever it might be. We're not saying what that should be. But people have thoughts, people have ideas and wisdom, et cetera, and they need to get out and they need to talk it up. So we have training programs, for instance, that will actually train people how to become spokesmen, how to persuade, how to avoid being bullied in the public. You know, that's common today. How to avoid being bullied, and you know, how to make a presentation, and you know, at a public event, how to deal with school boards, stuff like that. Very practical stuff.
Give me just one point, if you would, regarding, I mean, because people get bullied all the time. People get run off of social media platforms. People get told you can't talk that way. I've been banned on, as I know you have as well, but I've been banned on Twitter, Vimeo, LinkedIn. Well, there's a fourth one in there. YouTube. I've been banned on all of those platforms. What are the answers, if you will, I guess, to dealing with that?
Well, in a personal engagement, not social media so much, but in a personal engagement, when you're facing people in your own community, whether it be at a city council meeting or school board meeting or whatever, one of the most important things that we teach people is emotional control. We have to, I mean, this is a key part of it, emotional control, because sometimes, I mean, honestly, we're human. You feel like slapping somebody, you know, you get angry, you get mad. That gets you nowhere. Right. You don't get any points for that. And you don't change any policies that way. So one of the first things we teach is getting control of your emotions intentionally. You have to be intentional about this. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad. You know, I know there's an old Texas saying, you may not have been in Texas that long to know this saying. The old saying don't get mad, get even. That's not a biblical thought, by the way. I apologize.
Yeah.
But you know, the idea of getting mad at people and having a rant and screaming and hollering and doing whatever absolutely is counterproductive to getting anything done in your community. We need to practice civility. We need to practice emotional control. And beyond that, we need to choose our engagements carefully, the ones that we decide are worth it, and not get sidetracked into all of the minutia that's floating around right now. Oh, my gosh, you know, the whole political thing, you know, the dogfight going on everywhere these days. It's so easy to get sidetracked. But we need to back away from being polarized and get back into actually talking to real people about real ideas. And what we find most of the time is that all people, whether regardless of political persuasion, by and large, but all people have basic basic needs and understanding that you can touch and reach. You can't. They're just people like us. They want their children to be safe.
Sure.
They want a job. They want to have, you know, an income where they can live and survive in society. There's all kinds of things that, you know, that we can engage with people on. If we would get out and do it. Problem is, of course, many people are just sitting back on their couch with their shoes off and their slippers on, and they're watching TV or whatever, and they've just neglected the entire civil arena.
Well, do you think that it also has to do with, you know, what the education system has been producing? I mean, we have an education system that doesn't teach civics anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't teach constitutional responsibilities anymore. They certainly dissuade the idea that we're a constitutional republic, and they've pushed us more to the idea of being a democracy, which all democracies fail. And so the idea of America being a democracy and thus headed towards, you know, cataclysmic failure. Now you have generations that are saying, well, there's got to be another solution. Mm-hmm. And they've not been presented with the concept of constitutional republic as a solution. So as historians tell us, democracies slide into socialism, democratic socialists, and democratic socialists ultimately become communists. And it seems to be that's the reason why we have several generations that have such a glowing view of a failed system in communism, which I think is a good bridge for us to get into the technocracy part of this, because communism is has what would you say a dark brother of sorts that kind of helps to drive it along, and I'm talking, of course, about technocracy. We've got about a minute before we go into this break. Tease that out a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about that.
Yes, technocracy has been around for a very long time. Back in the 1930s when it was created, there was a cauldron going on of all kinds of philosophies. That's kind of where Marxism was congealing and, you know, morphing towards either socialism or communism. They were different, but they were similar, different paths to the same end. And back in that day, I have to say, the communists and the technocrats hated each other. This is an interesting phenomenon. We'll talk about it after the break. But there was great antipathy between the two of them.
I was letting him know that we had 30 seconds left.
Yes. I'm sensitive.
Yeah. So, well, and it's so important for us to understand that. And then, you know, we can also get into the Yuri Duval and what he's all about with transhumanism, because there's a strong connection, obviously, between those two, which you discuss in your new book. We'll be back with all that and more coming up right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Citizens for Free Speech founder, Patrick Wood. He is also the author of a brand new book. And I thought that I had pulled that. Oh, I pulled it up on my phone. That's where I pulled it up. So I'll transfer that over. But it's called The Evil Twins of Technocracy and Transhumanism. And we were talking about this slide from democracy, which is what is more or less taught now in school, if there's anything being taught at all along this line, but more it's democracy, which leads to a democratic socialist ideology, which leads directly into socialism, which then slides you into Marxism. And then ultimately, really, the dark brother or dark whatever you want to call them relation to Marxism really seems to be this whole technocracy issue. And, you know, which is why, and I've talked about this in your book, you go back to the 1890s talking about the undermining and the destruction of the church as an institution. And the use of evolution to change that whole discourse. Talk to me. I want to give Patrick credit because I learned a lot of this from reading his books and then combining that with things that I had observed. Being at 60 years old, you hope that you figure a couple of things out. That's what happens when you get to be 60, if you get to be 60. At any rate, so Patrick, talk to me about the connectivity between Marxism, the age-old technocracy, and this transhumanism that we're just now hearing about, but also seems to have been around for quite a while.
It is, yes. And you know, if we were to take in parallel, just as an example, during the Bolshevik Revolution, there was a group known still today even as the useful idiots that were used to promote the revolution back then. And they were rounded up by and large after the revolution is done and just killed. They were done away with. And wow. It was very, very big genocide. But the useful idiots were those who were just ignorant as to what was going on, and they were used. They were manipulated with propaganda, sometimes with force, whatever, but they went along to promote the system that came in and conquered the country and then tore the country into 1,000 pieces. And so we understand the concept of useful idiots today. My contention is that this other column of actors, and it's known that I call technocracy, and that's the historical name for it, the technocracy column of actors has turned the Marxist elements of the world into their useful idiots. And there's a reason for this. The technocrats, starting from 1932 onwards, they were certain that capitalism was going to die, altogether die, and they were going to implement their resource-based economic system, which today we see as sustainable development with the United Nations. But it is technocracy. And the reason that they have to get rid of regular free market economics is so that technocracy can take over and simply control things. Imagine the world being like Amazon, where Jeff Bezos controls the whole planet with micromanagement, cameras on everybody's fingers, and everybody's moving to do exactly what they want to do. And there's no political system. There's no no recourse. If you don't like something, there's nobody to complain to. You just do it or die.
Sure.
The idea of scientific dictatorship is part and parcel of technocracy at this point. We see it closing in around us everywhere, all over the world. It's not just in here. It's in China. It's in Europe, all over. So today, what's happened with the Marxist elements in the world, as they have been converted, in my opinion, into useful idiots, Marxism is the great destroyer. Everything it touches, and I don't care what flavor you have, right, communism or socialism, it doesn't matter. The concept, the philosophical concepts of Marxism destroys society. It destroys economic systems. And we look at country after country after country where this is happening. You look at Russia. You look at China originally, before, under Mao,
right,
for instance.
Right.
You look at the countries in South America. They've been trashed by Marxism. Same thing in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa especially. Everywhere that the creep of Marxism came in, the economic system was trashed. So today we see this being amplified with things, you know, with like BLM and like Antifa and all these radical groups. And then, of course, just, you know, people in politics that are doing Marxist oriented things.
Sure.
Everything they do is destroying the economic system, making way for the ascendance of the Great Reset, as Klaus Schwab calls it. We're going to have this Great Reset, and he says by 2030 we'll own nothing and we'll be happy. That's a lie, by the way. But you know, this economic system is going to eclipse everything else. And there's two groups that are going to be thrown under the bus, in my opinion. If these people get the upper hand in the end, the first group
hold that thrown under the bus, hold that thought. We got two groups going to be thrown under the bus, and we'll be back to talk about those two groups right after this brief break. Patrick Wood, Citizens for Free Speech, and the brand new book, which is The Evil Twins, Technocracy and Transhumanism. And we really want to encourage you to pick that up. That's going to be the next big thing. It's already happening. That's the problem. It really is an alarm, a warning, a crying in the wilderness, if you will, about something that is already taking place. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, and my friend Patrick Wood. We were laughing in the break about, you know, just the fact that I'm here. I mean, Patrick has been, you know, with me throughout portions of this journey, and just watching what God has done. There's just no question how miraculous this is. And starting a week from this Thursday, the first week in February, I'm going to be doing a service on the show on Thursdays live from India. I won't be in India. I'll be here, but I will be showing you exactly how we do our services there. And we're going to be doing a service in a different location every week, and doing an outreach, and we'll be inviting you to participate in that, both by watching what we're doing, and if you're interested, you can make a small contribution. The more that we collect, the more we'll be able to do. Our initial goal is just to be able to serve those who come a nice meal, which probably will be the nicest meal that they will have had in quite some time. I'm sad to say that. And with your help, as we grow this, perhaps we can get to the place where we're not just offering them a meal, but handing them, as we've done in some of our outreaches in the past, an actual sack of groceries that will feed them for a month. And you would be shocked at how little it potentially would cost to do that, and I'll get more into that. But anyway, Patrick and I were laughing because you've watched me, Pat. You've watched what God has done, and you made the comment, and I concur. I'm living on borrowed time, and the interesting point about that is that I've actually been living on borrowed time since 2004, when they gave me 3 to 6 months to live because my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland died. And in the acute care hospital after my accident one morning, Dr. Malloy came in and said, we had to take extra blood the last couple of days because we noticed that there was a problem with your adrenal gland and your pituitary gland. And although this accident hasn't killed you, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you must have been doing something for this, because I kind of chuckled, and he was like, you seem to know about this. And I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, you must have been doing something, because I'm telling you right now that although the accident didn't kill you, this will. You will die. The pituitary gland and adrenal gland failure at the level that you have it, you don't survive. So whatever you've been doing, tell your family, get those pills in here, get whatever you've been doing in here, and get back on it. So it is. It's all been borrowed time. And I look at what I had been taking from 2004 to 2017, the supplements that I had been taking, and if I hadn't been on those, I wouldn't have survived this accident. I know that. Because my body would not physically have had the building blocks in it that it needed to immediately start to rebuild. And that's one of the reasons, and by the way, that my health has improved even more in the last year and a half, almost 2 years. And I attribute it to having discovered this at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo that I went to in Chicago and starting on this product Vibe. And I take this, there it is, and I'm taking it right now. I take Vibe, Ultra Shot, Flex for the glucosamine, and Resvante, which has resveratrol, which actually immediately impacts the aging process, which again has to do with healing. If your body is releasing the hormones that you used to release when you were in your 20s and 30s, then it is releasing regenerating chemicals, natural, into your body, which cause your body and its cells to heal. So cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. All right. And if we don't have our physical health, and by the way, you can get all this at cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. But, you know, if you don't have your health, man, you can't fight what we're talking about, because these people are trying to create a superhuman or whatever. That, I mean, that's their concept, is to create kind of a superhuman group that's going to rule the world. Am I correct?
Well, you are. The concept of transhumanism, the main tenet of transhumanism is immortality. That's the bottom line. I don't care what else they say. They're driving towards their own immortality. And that is to use science and technology to overcome death so that they can live forever, wherever they might live. Maybe in a computer, maybe in silicon, maybe in an avatar, or maybe in their own body, or maybe they have a transplant or something. This is crazy talk, because, you know, we know what the Bible says. It's appointed for man once to die, then comes judgment. I don't think anybody's going to change that as far as, you know, the human condition is concerned. But these people in the transhuman movement believe that they can use science and technology to overcome death and all kinds of other things as well in the process. Brain implants can bring omniscience to the table, for instance, where you can seemingly know everything, and artificial intelligence, et cetera. This movement had no grip before technology rose up around it, like genetic editing, for instance, gene editing. When that technology came into play, the transhumans went nuts. They also bonded together with the technocrat movement at that point. And today we see them operating in parallel. The reason I can say that is because Klaus Schwab himself, the World Economic Forum, makes the claim that they're going to reset the world on one hand. That's the great reset part of the economic system. But at the same time, he says, we're going to reset humanity and create humanity 2.0 using gene editing technology. And that's the main driver behind the pandemic, in my opinion, by the way, was to start that gene editing process on humans on a global basis. And here we are, how many boosters later?
Well, and one of the big proponents of this whole transhumanism is this Yuval Noah Harari.
Yes, he is. He's one of many, but yeah, we have other people like in Silicon Valley, like Ray Kurzweil, Peter Thiel, even Jeff Bezos.
Let's go back to Peter Thiel is one that we need to be very, very careful about.
Yes.
Because Peter Thiel is also somebody that has made his way, his inroads into the conservative movement.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of Donald Trump's big supporters.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And now we see Elon Musk, by the way, kind of making his way towards the conservative side of politics.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting, taking over Twitter and, you know, releasing all these files. He's talking about some conservative issues now. He is a technocrat. Through and through, he is a technocrat. And there has been technocrats like that, by the way. There's been a tendency to look at them as libertarians, sort of.
Hmm.
But they're not. Yeah. Technocrats are completely, you know, unique entity. And there's an overlap, I suppose, with some symptoms of libertarianism. But it's not.
Well, so the danger, and this has always been my contention with some in the libertarian movement, is the exclusion of God and faith.
Yes.
And
one of the overlaps.
Yep. And that, you know, that's your danger. And I think that the issue is that we as Christians need to get out of this labeling ourselves in these political terms, if you will, whether it's libertarian or conservative or what have you. We need to be in the lead and not in the follow. And that's and by labeling ourselves, I'm a conservative, I'm a libertarian, what have you, what we're doing is we're putting ourselves under those labels. And the only one that we should be under is Jesus Christ, King Jesus. I mean, that's it, period. End of story. There isn't anybody else, and that's who we need to be. And so we need to be back in the lead. But it's, you know, we have the same symptoms in that respect that the church does, right? Because the church has said, that's abdicated its leadership role, and said, we're going to go underneath these government entities and follow along and be good little soldiers and pretend like we're living back in Rome. And I'm going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Again, I want to encourage you. It's up on the screen now. CGRwellness.com. CGRwellness.com. This is Vibe. This is your fruits, vegetables, and superfoods. Fruits, vegetables, and superfoods. This is kind of the base. There is a Chosen Gen immune pack that you can pick up for just at $100 a month. And it's got Vibe, it's got a probiotic, it's got zinc, and it's got vitamin D. Things that you should be taking, by the way. Anyway, all I'm suggesting is that you upgrade the quality of what you're taking. Take a liquid instead of a pill, because liquids are assimilated in your body better than a pill is, and it'll make you healthier. And I am getting so sick and tired of watching people say, well, you know, I'm sick again. Do something about it. Be proactive and do something to build up your immune system. I'll be back with more right after this. Patrick Woods is going to be back with me. We're going to continue this conversation. So important to understand the dangers of technocracy, and in particular transhumanism. That's the next big craze. That's where they're taking us. And every lie is the destruction of our country. And the church is what has to make the difference. We're the only thing that can change this. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, I think what you just talked about, I'd love for you to share that with the audience, because it's so important for us to understand that I have shared. I'll just open by sharing that very quickly that, you know, I've talked about this assault on the image of God, and that I really believe that the act of homosexual unions or sodomite unions and the blessing of that, and this is where I've talked about, you know, abortion's terrible. I do believe that it is a throwback to the offerings to Moloch and so on. I absolutely believe that 100%, no question, no doubt in my mind. But here's the thing. They're not yet performing abortions at the front of the church. They are performing sodomite unions at the front of the church, which is the altar. And the Word of God tells us that when they start performing the abomination of desolation at the altar, we better wake up because the end is right around the corner. And now that America and the Disrespect for Marriage Act that was just passed has now codified in American law that we are in fact must endorse sodomy in the church. And I think we're in a dangerous place, Patrick. And let me let you explain based on what you just read out of Revelations 11:18. Give us that story real quick.
Well, there's two aspects of the world that Christians need to understand. One is the system of the world. The kingdoms of the world is what was offered to Jesus on the mountain when he was taken up by the devil to say, here's all the kingdoms of the world. All you got to do is worship, bow down and worship me, and you can have all those kingdoms. Jesus said no. He said no because I'm sure he said no. We know. Read the book of Revelation. He says, I'll get them later. You just wait. You'll see who's going to end up with the kingdoms. But the system of the world is different than the physical world. The physical world, the mountains, the gold, the resources, the forests, the animals, etc. The Old Testament is very clear. That belongs to God. He's never given up ownership to that. He said, that is mine. The gold and silver are mine. So the devil doesn't have control over that, only over the people and the system of things in the world. What's happening today with technocracy and transhumanism is it's a direct attack on the creation of God that God owns. It's the system of the world already is in his hands, but the attacks are on the actual physical world now. Much of it's through genetic engineering. Genetic engineering of animals, of insects, of plants, now of humans as well, to change the genetic structure of humanity. And this is very open. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Klaus Schwab at World Economic Forum says the fourth industrial revolution will change you. And then he goes on and talks about genetic engineering, genetic modification. It's like, hey, he said it outright. So these people are attacking the system of the world. And we find in Revelation 18, if anybody cares to go and read it, Revelation 11, Revelation 11, 18, mm-hmm. You'll find a verse that says, this is after the kingdoms of the world have been transferred over to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. Thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great. And the last tag phrase on this just blows my mind. And shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth.
Wow.
And the word for earth there is the physical earth that God owns right now. And so there's going to be a mass purging, if you will, of those people who have destroyed the earth today. If we back that up to today, what's happening? The attack is on the physical creation, up and down the line. You can just see it almost anywhere and everywhere you look, whether it be sustainable development, carbon tax credits, the war on oil, the war on fuel, the war on food, the war period that's killing people like in Ukraine. Everything is an attack on the physical planet right now. And this is going to end very poorly for those who are orchestrating this attack. But this is a really good distinction for Christians to understand.
Well, it's critical for us to get this. It's critical for us to know so that we can also know where our battle is taking place. And as I was mentioning to you, the church is supposed to be leading. This idea of, I'm a conservative or I'm a libertarian or whatever, those are political labels, and those should be at the tail end. The lead should be, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is my king. And something else that you mentioned and that I've been talking about that I think is really important, and I want to make this nuance. When we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, when we talk about the inalienable rights, the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, freedom to redress our government, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to our own persons and personage, and the defense and protection of our physical things and such, the thing to understand that I think our founders intended, and this is where I believe that they and John Locke had some separation. Locke's idea was that if you hold your hands out here, God held certain things in this hand, and then man had his hand out. And then we were kind of in the center reaching into those hands, and whose hand were we going to grab whatever we were going to grab out of? That was Locke's concept, as I understand it. Our founder said, no, God's hand's not held out. And I'll tell you why. Because God put it in you. You are life. You are liberty. You are that desire to have abundance and to pursue excellence before your king. It's in you. It's literally a part of the DNA of how you were created. So no one can take it from you, because God made it. When he implanted his image, his DNA into us, these are part of the DNA of the creator of the world. And that's why founders said, I'll die for that. Because the only way that you can snatch life that is God life, Zoe God life, is if you extinguish the breath of the individual that bears it and kill them. And then you're killing the image of God. It takes it now to a whole nother place, level, if that makes sense.
Indeed.
And why it was that they said, we're not going to follow kings anymore, because we are the sovereigns, because we are the very image of God. He put his image in us. And as Christ followers, with Jesus as our king, we have total freedom.
Yes, yes. And the people, basically, and the people we want to call out, not so much the politicians that drive us crazy, we ought to be calling out the people who are trying to destroy the world today.
Amen.
That's really where our focus ought to be, probably more than just the politicians, as corrupt as they might be. The people who are destroying the earth are the ones that we need to be called out and say, stop it, stop it, stop it now, or you're going to face judgment.
Well, and they're the ones that are running around trying to tell us that that's not what they're doing, and they're lying. They're the hypocrites. The evil twins, we're out of time here. The evil twins of technocracy and transhumanism is the name of the book. The Evil Twins of Technocracy and Transhumanism by Patrick Wood. Get that book today. It'll walk you through so much of what we have talked about this morning. I hope that you'll pick it up. Patrick, thanks for being with me. We're going to make sure that that we don't go so long before having you back on the program again. Okay, brother? I greatly appreciate it. All right, folks. Stay tuned here at TECN TV. Sandra Whitten coming up with Texas Fully Loaded right now. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.